Graduation weekend is upon us. And on the KSRO live line with us this morning is Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools, Diane Kitamura. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
You know, no matter how much the world changes from year to year, generation to generation, there's always one constant. Graduating from high school is one of life's defining moments, don't you think?
I do. In fact, whenever I hear pomp and circumstances, even to this day, it still sends shivers down my spine. It evokes a true memory, a tradition, as you say.
Yeah, we all remember it, and we remember kind of what state life was in for us in that moment, and maybe a little bit of reflection on where we've gone since then. But a very important night, and I think around Sonoma County as a whole, there's something like 4,500 kids graduating from high school this weekend. And in Santa Rosa, which you're in charge of, what's the number?
So we have 1,700 graduates that will be coming forth from six of our high schools tomorrow night.
And, you know, it's an interesting thing, high school graduation in general, right? Because some people go on to do other things, but for some students, this is like the penultimate. This is where their formal education sort of ends.
Yes. Well, you know, I'd actually like to think that even though this may be the end of their high school career, each of our students will go on to some sort of post-secondary training. That training may not be a college or a community college. It could be in the military. It could be as an internship or apprenticeship. But I think that learning is really, to be cliche, for a lifetime. I really believe that we prepare our students to go out and enter the work world, which, you know, is so diverse and changing so much that, you know, we all have to continue to learn even after we graduate from high school.
You know, there are a lot of stories, news stories that we do, Diane, about what it's like for people looking for work right now, and that's really a buyer's market, and that a lot of people are expecting big things from their employers, you know, as they enter the workforce. Do you think this year's graduating class is feeling particularly entitled?
No, I do not pick that up from our students. You know, I think we are blessed to be in Sonoma County, where we have such wonderful work partners throughout our community, and students get to see this. Students get to build relationships with those partners, and I really feel that they don't think, okay, I'm going to go out and this is what I'm owed. I think they do understand that it's a challenging 21st century world, and that I do need to go out and get that experience, meet those people, build those networks and relationships for my future. Not that it's owed to me, but I do still need to work hard to get there. They've worked hard for 12, 13 years to graduate.
Right.
I think they understand they've got to continue that.
You know, you've been a counselor, a vice principal, you've worked in the superintendent's office before you became superintendent. You really have walked through the journeys, the different types of journeys that students go through. What's the emotion you feel when you see people graduate?
I can tell you, I am so proud as a parent, as an educator, as a teacher, as a superintendent. My passion, my life work is really about how do I create the conditions for children to be able to have the opportunities for the education and move on. I could not be prouder. Every graduation, I think, okay, Diane, you're going to hold yourself together. You are the superintendent, or you are the assistant superintendent,
yeah,
and you're
but
not going to get emotional.
But Diane, come on.
You can't help it.
We're
humans in a human business.
When you consider all of the trials and tribulations that you have to go through in your job, you know, throughout the school year, I think you're allowed several moments to experience the giddiness that goes with high school graduation from everywhere, from the kids themselves to the parents and grandparents to the superintendent of schools. You're due.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, because when I stand on the stage and watch the graduates after they've received their diploma throw their hats up, after now 30 years watching them throw their hats up, it still brings great, great pride and emotion.
Yeah, some things never get old, that's for sure.
Yeah,
Diane, thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations on all of the graduates in Sonoma County. Congratulations to their families, too.
Yeah, thank you for all your support.
A pleasure. Always a pleasure. That is Diane Kitamura. She is the Santa Rosa Superintendent of Schools, and a very busy weekend ahead for her and for the families of graduates, too.